Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello so much, everybody. Welcome. We are at Voice Rising. The craziest thing just happened to me. I just flipped my computer and lost all the questions, so I'm really excited here. We are with Celso de Carvalho from Bahia, from Brazil, and he is a poet, and he is a musician, and he is also a conscious entrepreneur and a simplify your life anti-consumerism activist. And so welcome, Celso, to the show, and I am going to do my very best to quickly find all these wonderful questions that I want to ask you today. That's never happened before.
Okay. Everything's going to be all right. Hi, people. Hi, Kara. Hi, everyone who is listening to us. It's a great pleasure, and I am very honored to be in your program.
Thank you so much, Celso. Let's start in a very beautiful place, a very easy place. I believe that you are a Bahian world poet, meaning that you're coming from Bahia, from Brazil. Share with us a little bit more about your childhood, how that was for you growing up in Brazil, and was music and poetry always a part of your life?
Yes, I've been playing music since I was a child. I was born in the countryside, and I had a very good teacher, music teacher. She played an accordion, but my first instrument was a piano. And after I was 10 years old, I went to Salvador, the capital, state of Bahia.
Then wow.
I learned to guitar and percussion, and after all these instruments, I found my really best, my instrument for my life, that's the transversal flute. I play flute, and I a wind instrument, saxophone, and so since I was 8 years old, I've been acting with music.
Right.
And Brazilian music, the jazz and bossa nova.
Right. So you're very connected to the wind, the energy, the winds of change. You're very connected to the wind as a flute player, right? But you could say you're a multi-instrumentalist. Right? You're playing almost all the big instruments. If you know piano, which is the rhythm and the harmonics You really have a deep understanding of music and harmony. So your band is called Munda Mundistas. How would you translate Munda? I think is world. So how would you translate that into English?
It's very difficult because we have Munda, the word world in Portuguese is mundo. So we transformed the word to Munda, Mundi. Mm-hmm. That's our orientation, the idea, the concept is world interpenetrating other worlds, because people each person is a world, or a universe, you can say. And I think that the way we can live in peace and is to accept and to live, knowing and playing with the world of everyone. And so we try to mix worlds. In our songs.
So we can see. Yeah, so we can see each person as their own world, each song as its own world, and then together as we create a community, we're also intersecting and interconnecting with each other. It's a very multicultural and diverse vision. Excuse me?
Yeah, we had a vision that the cross, the cross is a very famous icon in our civilization, and everything is crossed. Everything is connected. The cross, connecting everything. We are in a very big web and a very big net, and we are all connected, and things are connected too. And the artistic languages are also connected. The rhythms
correct.
Are
connected. Yes.
By music, by so we try to mix
we see that I think very much in the world today. We are airing the show live in August of 2019, and we see that connectivity. The Brazilian culture is one of the most varied and diverse, right, as far as music and the languages. Yes. And right, but also the whole environmental issues are also incredibly complex and diverse. And in the moment, we have breaking fires everywhere in the Amazon rainforest. We have, yeah, right, which is causing a lot of distress. As an artist and activist and as a Brazilian, I can imagine your heart must be hurting in this moment to see so much diversity going up in flames, right? What is happening, I mean, inside of Brazil, and what is happening inside of your heart as an artist and also an activist, somebody who's been working for a long time for the arts, for culture, and for our environment? What are your feelings in this moment?
I am Brazilian, so this is reality. Inside this reality for my entire life. And I was in Amazon, the rainforest, in the 90s for the first time, and I saw the fire that was there in the 90s.
Yeah.
The fire, the people is destroying our planet everywhere, and for since the beginning of our history. And I think that it's incredible that today, after all this consciousness and all our we are connecting each other for so many wonderful things, and the civilization is developing. But I think that the problem is inside each human being. The problem is inside us.
Is this why music and art and meditation is so important to the healing process?
Yes, I have no doubt about that. The problem is inside us, and the solution is love. Love is the most, is the greatest thing of all. It's the absolute. It is the all of the universe. The love never ends. Love is everywhere, but people must find this love in itself, the resonance, of love inside us. I think that the solution is that's the way. We talk about love, and we talk very little about love. Meeting in all over the world, people talk about love, but loving is erotic love. It's love to sell music, sell songs, and not the
right.
love that absolutely, yeah, agape, the real love. Yeah.
Right, the, right.
That can make one world of everyone.
That's going again to the... Yeah, that's going back to the mundus, no? The one world, the idea that we have the diversity that feeds into this the healing humanity, that the oneness. Celso, you wrote a poem. Now, I have, of course, when brushing up on my Portuguese, you wrote a poem called Pedras na Boca. Not Pedras na Boca. Do you remember this poem? Pedras na Boca. And you said... Brasil, Cody, Ader, let's see if I can say this, Tras Fago, no seu verbo. And you have a line when it's translated into English. I wanted to talk about your poetry because you talk about Brazil, you talk about my country, your blood is on the porch, a loose arm of wax fists. So what is that poem for you, and what is that poem connected to your vision as an artist, and also is it connected to your vision as an activist?
My poetry works in very words about waking up people, waking. So it's
acordar.
Yes, acordar. My blog is acorde versus wake up first. Acorde is wake up first. Wake up first.
Certo.
Because in Brazil, the word acordar, is the same word for chords in music, chords. In a song, it's a kind of chord and verse.
Because you actually you have in that poetry, you have falta ascender as mentes na, I know I might be killing this language, but na escuridão do tempo Brasil. Burning color brings fire to your verb. That's what is translated. I know the Google translations are not great, but it was a very powerful line. I'm just reading this poem that you wrote. It's actually translated to pebbles in your mouth or stones in the mouth. Na pedras, I think it's na boca. Pedras na boca. And you had a line in there. But it's not that important. I thought maybe you wanted to say how that... connected to you. I have another line for you that you will like. I think you do a lot of work for artists. You do, not only are you an artist yourself, but from what I understand, you also help support many artists. There's a beautiful quote, Celso. Artists and poets are the raw nerve endings of humanity. By themselves, they can do little to save humanity. Without them, there is little worth saving. How do you feel about that? I actually think it's true that we live on the artistry. You know, we are remembering all the great composers, the poets. They stay with us, and when we see our social media, we're normally posting the art, right?
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Yes. I can say that. This is the way God conducts the civilization, and but the reality is registered by the art. We talk about cinema. They talk about reality. The fiction films talk about the reality. Better than the telejournal, the TV show, the TV, and the TV news, etc. So, but we have a role as an artist. We have our roles, and we must wake up our the people that are next to us, and our region, our city, our neighborhood, and our country. So there's a time that we can cry loud, and say, Brazil, what's going on? What's going on? It's time to see the fires. It's time to see the fires in the forest, rainforest. It's time to see the fires between people. People are dying in Brazil. Every
day. Yeah.
Yeah. 60,000 people are killed in Brazil each year. 60,000 people by gunfire. So it's a real war. We're living in a war, a civil war.
Okay, Celso, hold those thoughts. We're going to take a station break, all right? And we'll be back in a couple of minutes with more on how we can awaken and activate our voices for positive change.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head-on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com. and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Blowing up.
Scarlet, talk.
Hello.
Oh. Exciting days today. So everybody, I'm back. This is Voice Rising. Here we are. Is everybody back in studio?
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody back in studio?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I tell you, I don't know if we have the full moon today. I have no idea. I don't think so, but I have had bells and whistles, flipping systems. It's incredible. So I think we have, after the break today, we have Liani Buck also in studio with us today.
Hello.
Hello. Tudo bem, Liani?
Yes.
Liani, would you like to join in the conversation?
Not necessarily. I was just listening. And
okay. All right.
And it's a big pleasure to have Celso, which is a very famous and renowned, not only poet, but he's also a sponsor of arts, especially in the region where he's a professor, a college professor, and he brings a lot of the new, the traditions, the old traditions and poetry and music back to the scene. And this is a very important, it's a moment that the world is losing a little bit of their cultural identity. So it's vital, especially in this new organization of culture and diversity in the world, to bring the traditions to the front line. So I appreciate you calling him, and I appreciate his presence here.
Ah, beautiful. Yes, also through dozens of collaborative projects, you've witnessed the power of shared creative experience in the arts. And you know that when we activate purpose and connection, right, that we are able to engage in social change and to address these important issues. You were talking before the break, 60,000 people dying a year in the fires. We know that there's been an increase, I believe, of 85% this year in the fires in Brazil. But fires are not the only thing facing Brazil. You also have, you know, social justice issues. It's not only environmental issues, right? So have you... How do you see how these things are interlinked, the environmental, the economic crisis, the injustices, and can we, using our voice, using the poetry, using the music, rewrite the narrative and not only wake up, but start to actively change belief systems and come together so that we can create the world that we want to live in?
Yes. I think that connectivity and making people meet each other is the key for the success in this way. And so I've been working about making people meet in the great festivals, music festivals, and making people discover some kind of musical work to develop and to show. And I live here in Brazil, in a very cool region, the northeast of Brazil. Almost desert area. But here, the people are growing up vineyards. And
vineyards.
Fruit, and it's a very green field. We have a very green field here because we have a big river. I live by the river, San Francisco River. But it's a very poor region, and people are very poor here. So we tried here to transform this reality using music. Using art, but mainly using music. So I started to promote accordion festival. Accordion in Brazil, in northeast of Brazil especially, is a very important icon. It's a very important icon to our culture, our music, because it people maybe don't know Luiz Gonzaga or Dominguinhos or Baião or Chachado or Forró.
Chorinho.
Chorinho, yeah. So we started that in 2009. And we are promoting this festival annually, yearly. And it's a very big event here. It's very important because it really has transformed the reality.
The region.
For the teens and especially teens and children. They want now to play the accordion and to preserve our cultural heritage. And I think they are positive, a very positive transformation.
Positive
change with here. You know? So it's the proof that we can change the way of developing.
Exactly.
Not making money, man. We're talking about the feeling. And feeling is above material world. The feeling, it remains in art, it remains in history. And the material things, they go.
The material things go, but that, exactly. So what makes Brazilians so resilient? They have an amazing amount of resilience. They've gone through through so much as a country politically. They have a lot of economic stress that seems to come and go. What makes the Brazilian people so strong? Is it the music and the culture? Is it the diversity? What do you think makes your people in your country so strong? They really are survivors.
Yes, it's a big country, a very diverse country. It's a continental country, we talk here in Brazil. You know, we have so many Brazils inside one country, and each region has its financial and resources. But people is the most important resource we have here. We are happy people, we are creative people, and we have we live in Brazil in a very diverse population we have here, because we have African descendants, and we have European, and we have the Indian here. This nature, this great nature here. So Brazil could live in peace for relative peace, but we have no wars here, no great big conflicts.
You say graças a Deus, no? No wars. Very good.
Yeah.
So we were talking before the break, we were talking about waking up, we were talking about the word acordar, and I wanted to ask you, you know, many times when we're about to lose something or when things have already been lost, we then suddenly wake up to what it all meant to us. So we shy away from pain, we're uncomfortable with, for example, you know, depression or afraid of darkness, and fires are scaring us. But at the same time, when we become aware that we might lose people, we might lose the plants that are going to heal us, we might lose the rainforest that gives us so much of our oxygen, not only in Brazil, but all around the world. Do you think that this is the cry that we might need to really be shocked and shaken to be able to wake up and see what the planet is worth to us?
Yes, it's a very difficult effort, but I think it passes the time for us to make it. And so we are trying to heal humanity, but it's a very difficult challenge for us. But what other way we have just have this way and waking up people, to make people think our most important job is to make people think and to reflect, meditate, and love each other. Last few days we were talking very much about rainforest fires, but we have fire in all over the world. Yes, we need help here, but it's happening for decades. And in the deepest way of thinking, we are evolved with seizing the fires inside and between us. Yes, they are the field of God. That's the field of the voice.
So you actually, when we're talking about the environment, we're talking about the forest, you actually, as a, I believe, composer and also, of course, lyricist, and as you said, you are a flautist, you're playing the flute, you wrote a song about the trees and the longing that a tree may have to give oxygen, or the joy a tree has. That's how I understood the lyric, to give back oxygen. I'd like to play this track for our listening audience. It's entitled Plantain. Do you want to say a few words about this song that we're going to be listening to?
First of all, I must prepare people who are meeting, because I think that rock and roll is not so played here in hometown radio, but we're going to listen to rock and roll music in Portuguese. It talks about a change inside a person who wants to be a very big tree and to help other people. And producing oxygen, that's the most important thing the forest can are making this for us. They are producing oxygen. So it's a funny way to talk about that, to talk about inside the issues and talk about qualities changing.
Exactly. So let's listen to your song, Plantinha, from... I believe it's your band, Munda Mundistas.
Céus e eu, uma plantinha, tão pequenininha, mas que quer crescer. Eu ainda moro no chassim do banheiro, mas gostaria muito de um espaço no vasilhame da sala. Sala.
estar no Natal. Mas o meu sonho real é ser uma árvore grande, viver no verde geral e dar oxigênio pras pessoas. Uma árvore grande. Pras pessoas, uma árvore grande, viver no verde geral e dar oxigênio pras pessoas.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head-on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com. and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Why is the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am Kara Johnson. I'm in studio today with Celso Di Cavallo, a wonderful world poet from Bahia. He's also a flautist, a composer, a cultural entrepreneur, and you're also an activist for, we can say, living a simpler life, for letting go of so much consumerism, correct? How does consumerism affect us negatively, Celso? How are we chained to that consumerism cycle, and what effect does that have on our planet Earth?
I think that the consumerism is killing the world, killing our planet. We as psychologists, we who love our nature, we must change the direction that our humanity is going. And we are consuming in people in government talk about developing countries why and growing the trade and but we must stop that. We must go in the way against that.
So do you have three things? So do you have three easy things that each of us can do to start that? It just seems so overwhelming when we say that we have to change the ways. But are there, for example, my sister, she puts a colored rubber band on her drinking glass every morning, and then she uses that glass throughout the whole day. I mean, that's something that we can all do and all remember.
Yeah.
Do you have three tips for us how we can begin to simplify our life and to end this consumerism cycle that we've been programmed into believing that we need?
First of all, we must be comfortable alone. We must know how to be comfortable alone and to get a few minutes in a day to be with ourselves. And if we can contemplate the nature or walk in open air and see the sky, look at the sky, look at the stars. So we must center ourselves, and we discover that we need not so much to live. Most of things we buy or we do with our cell phones or TV and etc., we are running away for ourselves.
So do you have a meditative practice or a spiritual practice?
Yes. I believe in God. I believe in a big power, a universe, and we must be centered, we must be connected with nature. So material things, they turn another value for us. So we can, most of things we use every day, diary, and so I made the change in myself, and I moved from a big city to a small city, to live by the river, to listen to the birds, and to see the trees, and to put my children and to play in a most simple
so if you want to speak.
Home, and etc. So I'm making my part of that, my year. And I think we must do it in the different two ways. It's to think, to meditate, to reflect, and find ourselves inside us. So we can start to fight consumerism. There's no way very individual change we must take this.
So with each person, each individual will make then a bigger impact, but each of us has to commit to that change. I think it's sometimes... I mean, it's easy to say everybody should go to the countryside, but it's difficult to put into practice because there are so many jobs being offered in the city, right? So, Cecil, I want to play an excerpt of one more song. I don't know if we're going to get the whole song because I still want to have time to talk to you at the end of the show, and we're running so quickly today. It's wonderful to have you on the show, but I wanted to play Olio... tell me if I'm pronouncing this right. Olio Prosiu. I believe... what is Olio?
Look at the sky. Look
Looking at the sky.
Look at the sky. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's listen to just, you know, 1 minute. Just, it doesn't have to be so long so that I still have time at the end of the show. But so people really understand this beautiful rock and roller that lives inside you, I would say, like that, huh?
This song, Olho pro Céu, is a Northeast Brazilian rhythm, but it's some rock and roll mix. So you like to mix things, styles, and it's about what we're talking about, to feed ourselves and to look at the sky, and everything is going to be clear.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll listen to what.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just listen in and people get a feel for it, and then we'll be back. We don't need to listen so long.
Okay.
This is music from Celso de Carvalho from Mundas Mundistas. Cebos Umbrias, the only words that I know in Portuguese. But this was Olho, what was it called here? Olho Próximo. We talked a lot about love on this show. We talked a lot about love. The essence is love. How do you see love in action? Or what does that mean for you, love in action, right? It's so easy to kiss and hug and talk about love, but how can we put that love force, that soul force, into action to create social change?
I think about love. Love is a very mysterious world, a very mysterious concept, because science doesn't explain love. Science, where did the love begin, where did love end? In a physical way, talking about, we don't know, my love, the love of the lady inside me, where it begins inside me, and where it ends or outside me. I'm talking to Berlin now, and we are most of 10,000 kilometers from distance to each other. But I think that love is here. Love is here. Love is here. And people who are listening to us, you think about love, and there are love there. And this love, where is this love? It's mine, and where is the love? It's yours. So it's a very mysterious concept and a very mysterious thing, but I think that it explains everything, and it can connect everything, and can make change, vibrate in another frequency. So a positive frequency that can change the reality. our history as a humankind is a very great picture of that. Our history is love changes the history so many times.
Yes, that's true.
We have another feelings and another pool of feelings or bad feelings, but love is doing their job, and sometimes it appears in people can't see it in the TV. We cannot see love. But
so we need to make, do we need to make love more visible? If you're talking about television, do we need to change the programs to focus more on that vibrational field, that resonance field called, what you're saying is love is actually a vibrational field of resonance that is connecting us, whether you're in Brazil or we are connected, of course, here to Berlin. We're also in the East Coast, but the truth is our listeners are all over the world. So how can we make, is it through music and art that we make that field resonate and strong, that vibrational field?
Yes, music is the one, a very powerful tool for love. And we have this kind of examples in music history also. So in the 60s, the love was emerging in the songs, the love of mankind, love we were talking about here. Big love, the one love.
Big love, one love. Bring it on, Sal. So I think you got it. I think if you ran for president, I'd definitely elect you, because big love, one love is what it is about, right? Yeah. I mean, as I always like to say, let's shift harm to harmony. Yeah. If you had one message for the world, Celso, one message. I mean, I know you got the big love going on there, but if we got one message, what would you like to tell the next generation that are really struggling? They're really struggling seeing the fires. They're really struggling seeing the environment being devastated by climate change. They're really struggling to see the fracking and the consumerism, the terrorism, the violence. What are you going to tell that next generation? What is the message for them?
I think I would tell a phrase. Look at the sky and look inside yourself and follow the love. They're connected. You are in yourself to the universe. That's the message.
To go inside to be able to deal better with the outside, in a way. To go into a deep oneness with self, and then we can connect with the oneness of our world and of our planet. Sounds like a very good plan.
Okay. Yes, if you are connected to the universe power, the universe energy, you can connect with the other people that are connected as you. So we are in the same energy, but practically in the we can change reality.
We can change reality. Celso de Cavallo, thank you so much for being with me today at Om Times Radio, at Voice Rising. I wish you continued success. Amazing work. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you on the show sometime again soon. Ciao.
Thank you, guys.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.